Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, four pioneering researchers were just awarded the 2025 Merkin Prize in Biomedical Technology for their role in developing CAR T-cell therapy to fight blood cancer. Chimeric antigen receptor T-cell therapy works by reprogramming a patient's own immune system to attack the cancer. And here to explain it to us is Dr. Michelle Sadelain, the Herbert and Florence Irving Professor of Medicine, Director at Columbia Initiative in Cell Engineering and Therapy. Doc, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Neil. Nice to meet you.
So congratulations on getting this recognition. Tell us how this CAR T-cell therapy works and why it is such a breakthrough in cancer treatment.
Well, you already gave a very good introduction. CAR therapy is an immunotherapy, which means it relies on our immune system to fight the disease. The disease here is cancer. Very important to the immune system are cells that are called T cells. These are the T cells that protect us against viral infections in particular. And they try to fight cancer, but most of the time, unfortunately, they lose the battle. And so the idea behind CAR T cell therapy is to teach or instruct those T cells to do what we would like those T cells to do. And that is to say that they should be able to identify in the body the cancer cells wherever those cancer cells are hiding. And once they latch on to those T cells, once they latch on to those cancer cells, they should proceed to kill them. And so this is accomplished by giving an instruction to those T cells, which means introducing a gene so that these T cells produce the CAR molecule, and it's the CAR molecule that tells those T cells what to do.
So if you would, for the benefit of listening audience, the difference between blood cancers and other types of cancers. So, and then, you know, where have we seen the success? What type of cancers have we seen the successes in utilizing this new approach?
Yes. So there are many kinds of cancers. You know, there's hundreds of types of cancers. And some of them originate from our blood system, if you like. And some of them originate in different organs, you know, in the kidney, in the breast, the prostate, or the brain. So when we started working on these CAR T cells, we identified a target molecule that we wanted these CAR T cells to recognize. And we settled our eyes on something called CD19, which is a molecule found in a number of leukemias and lymphomas. And so much of the work has gone into making this work for those kinds of leukemias and lymphomas. And there are today five CAR therapies targeting CD19 that have been approved by the U.S. FDA. So you have to target different molecules for different cancers. And so a lot of researchers today are looking for other molecules other than CD19 that would be well suited for different cancers. And so this takes time, and this is ongoing now. And fortunately, today, we don't have a handful of laboratories working on this, but literally hundreds of laboratories working on this around the world, looking for ways to make CAR T cells work in a broader range of cancers.
There are some cancers that are a lot more difficult to treat utilizing what's available today. Is there an approach of trying to address those early onset or not? And I noticed that in some of the information provided me that there are clinical trials going on for pancreatic cancer.
Yes. So all cancers are hard to treat, but you're right. Some are harder to treat than others. You know, cancers figure out ways to protect themselves from an immune attack, right? That's why they outsmart our immune system most of the time. And that's why we need to develop immunotherapies that can do better than what a natural T cell might be able to do. So there are a number of obstacles that have been identified through research by many. You know, how the blood flows into the tumor, how the T cells may get inside the cancer or may be excluded from it. There are cells that next to the cancer cells that protect the cancer. So today we have a pretty good roadmap of what needs to be done to perfect the design of these CAR T cells so that they can take on these harder to treat cancers. So this takes research. It then takes clinical trials. Sometimes a clinical trial will be successful. Sometimes you just learn about one more obstacle. You go back to the drawing board and you come back with the next generation of the CAR T cell design. And it's through this process that we believe that we will eventually succeed against a large number of cancers.
Obviously, when you get recognition like the 2025 Merkin Prize, I guess that highlights the importance of this. But what, from your perspective, what does it mean for you and your research team?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm grateful that you mentioned the team. This award was, which I'm sharing with Isabelle Riviere and Carl June and Bruce Levine, is not just for us, but for the teams that worked with us for many years. I have to emphasize, before we knew this would succeed. So imagine the dedication and the courage it takes to invest all of your time and effort in something that might or might not work. So it's a great recognition for all of our teams. But I think it also highlights, and I think this is part of what Dr. Richard Merkin wants to achieve, is to bring attention to the larger public about how medical breakthroughs come to be. And they often, most of the time, start in research labs, in medical centers or in universities, trying out things. You know, in research, most things don't work out or don't work out right away. And at some point, some of these projects will lead to tomorrow's breakthrough.
You know, it's interesting. I was reading an article that, you know, the kind of what you describe as trial and error, that today there may be a study or whatever that, for lack of my understanding of the terminology, it, you know, would be considered at this point, not very rewarding or a failure. But it doesn't mean that at some other point, there's pieces and parts of the information within this study that provides a basis for something that happens later on. And in this same article, they talked about one of the challenges for researchers, and I'm curious if this is in fact the case from your perspective, is that we don't really have a collective database where all of these studies are reported to, where development of AI, that we would be able to go through this to kind of create these linkages of these pieces and parts of information. It may be very important to different research teams around the world. Your thoughts?
Oh, it's a great question. And actually, before the advent of AI, our researchers have long lamented that we don't report failed experiments. By failed experiments, I mean an experiment that was well-designed, well-justified, but didn't give the results that you were hoping to find. And that's really the daily bread of researchers. You know, once in a while, something really works, and then you really push it. But especially if it's very novel, if it doesn't fit, you know, the current way of thinking, if it uses very new tools that we have barely used before, there will be so many unknowns that it's to be expected that it doesn't work right away. And unfortunately, that information is not shared. You know, nobody wants, there's no process for putting out there things that were well done, but, quote, did not work. So much knowledge is there, and it exposes now to the danger of others repeating the same thing. We already know that's not going to work, but they don't know, and they do it all over again. So I think it's a very good point that perhaps with AI now and other tools, that too would help the advancement of research if so-called failed experiments could be shared and analyzed.
We're visiting with Dr. Michelle Sadelain, the Herbert and Florence Irving Professor of Medicine, Director at Columbia Initiative in Cell Engineering and Therapy. Doc, I've had data folks tell me that they believe that there are cures for cancers that lie within the data today. And because of what you just talked about, this frustration of bringing all of these data elements together, that they really believe that AI is going to be an incredible answer, that because of the tool to be able to search across this, if we could get the reporting done. And they really do believe that there are probably cures for cancer today that resides in the data.
Well, I don't know that there are cures that are reside there already, because I would think that people would jump on it if they see an opening. But I do agree that there's certainly a lot of knowledge that would help speed up coming up with cures. But let me add that the AI may well be extremely helpful in summarizing a lot of data, but the data is what counts the most. And it has to be produced somewhere by someone who is competent and who knows what they're doing and who's conducting good experiments, well-designed, transparent in all of how they were performed, and then willing to share the data. And it's only then that the AI can jump in and, as you said, hopefully accelerate the pace of discoveries. That would be wonderful.
Yeah. If people out there have an interest in finding out more information relative to CAR T-cell therapy, where would they go to find same?
Oh, well, for clinical trials, there's a U.S. government website called clinicaltrials.gov that lists all the clinical trials taking place in the United States and many worldwide. And that includes CAR T-cell trials and all other trials. There are societies that also provide a lot of background information and sometimes also information on clinical trials. The American Society for Gene and Cell Therapy, ASGCT, is one. Another one is the American Association for Cancer Research, AACR. And then there are university websites, for example, at Columbia University, where I work, that also provide background information that can be useful to patients and anyone who's interested in these novel therapies.
Well, Doc, again, congratulations on, you know, to you and your team, folks, in the recognition of the 2025 Merkin Prize in Biomedical Technology. I find this stuff all very, very interesting. I served on a hospital board in excess of 20 years, and it's just amazing, you know, the advances that we've had in medicine, especially over the last, really, during the time of the pandemic to where we are now. We have taken huge leaps in many, many respects, and it's really exciting.
I agree. Thank you, Neil.
Thank you so much. It's Dr. Michelle Sadelain Herbert and Florence Irving, Professor of Medicine, Director, Columbia University Initiative in Cell Engineering and Therapy. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Okunor Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.